Scholastic Audio presents The Goldfish Boy by Lisa Thompson. Read by Leon Williams. Chapter 1. The Arrival. Mr. Charles had sunburn right on the top of his head. I saw it while he was inspecting his roses. He studied each flower, giving the larger ones a little shake to see if any petals fell off as he edged along the pathway. The big, bald patch on his head was now a bright red, shiny circle, surrounded by white, fluffy hair. He should have been wearing a hat in this heat, but I guess it's hard to notice if the top of your head is burning when you're busy doing things. I noticed, though. I noticed a lot of things from the window. It's not like I was doing anything wrong. I was just watching my neighbours to pass the time, that's all. It's not like I was being nosy. And I didn't think the neighbours minded. Occasionally, Jake Bishop from number 5 would shout things up at me. Things like weirdo, freak, or nutter. It had been a long time since he'd actually called me Matthew. But then, he was an idiot. So I didn't really care what he said. I lived on a quiet dead-end street in a town full of people who said how great it was that they didn't live in that big smelly city of London, and who then spent most of their mornings desperately trying to get there. There were 7 houses in our little cul-de-sac. 6 of them looked the same, with square bay windows, front doors with frosted glass panels and whitewashed walls. But the 7th house, stuck between number 3 and number 5, was very different. Built from